That was Elizabeth Hepburn with Children of Light. Welcome to Let's Find Out. The focus of this program is to have our hearts open to a universal, united, kind, loving, and forgiving planet. We've entered into a new decade and a new energy form, the transformational 20s. Let's all begin to strengthen the new energies on the planet, strengthen your intuition, and strive to live a peaceful existence, free from fear. What strategies, prayers, meditations, and exercise can you use to tap into the higher realms and receive messages from your departed loved ones, creating a higher vibration of living? When we are upset and confused, where can we find the answers? How can we know which path to take? The answers are here on Let's Find Out, with our spiritually focused format and guests. Each episode includes Elizabeth Joyce's weekly stargazing report, a guided healing meditation, as well as ascension music by Richard Schulman. The purpose of every broadcast is to raise your personal vibration. Now it's time for tonight's program, Let's Find Out, with Elizabeth Joyce.
Good evening. How is everybody tonight? We're into September, and it's going to be quite a month. I'm going to tell you that remember what you're doing and where you are tonight, because by the end of the month, your life will have completely changed. Tonight, I'm going to be talking about the second half of September and the super moon lunar eclipse in Pisces, coming in on September 17th. I want you to know that this lunar eclipse hits my sun exact. So if anybody's going to have changes, I am. My sun is in Pisces, and so is my moon. So anyway, we are well within the eclipse energies now, and the consequences of an eclipse last up to about 6 months to the next eclipse season in April, which will be April, of course, 2025. So anyway, just before the eclipse occurrence, we have a very positive aspect happening, and that's going to happen on the 14th and 15th, next weekend. One of the most favorable aspects in astrology, Venus trine Jupiter. Now that only happens about once every 12 years. So you guys can be prepared for this lucky streak that we're having. Venus at 20 degrees of Libra and Jupiter at 20 degrees of Gemini. Where do these points fall in your chart? It could be a very pleasant social time or some success and recognition, a new serious love interest, or even abundance. This energy is very positive in all kinds of relationships. I'm going a little slow tonight because tonight is call-in night, and I want to take as many calls that come in. So we have a Darlene from Houston, Texas. Good evening, Darlene. How are you?
Go ahead.
Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
What can I do for you, Darlene?
Well, it said that you would give us an idea of what's going on for our life this year.
No, I didn't say that. I said I was taking many calls and I would answer one question. Do you have a question?
Well, yes. What's going to be happening in my life?
That's not a question, honey. I need a focused question. I can't do a full reading in 5 minutes. But if you ask me about some part of your life, I certainly can answer that.
If I say what, I don't want to hear what?
I can answer a question. Ask me a question.
All right, what's going to be happening in my life due to this diagnosis that I've recently had?
Your health. You're asking about your health, right?
I think you're
going to be inconvenienced in the part of having to have some tests and exams, but I do not see anything life-threatening for you. What was your diagnosis?
The diagnosis is, I'm sorry, I can't tell you. It was, yes, I can tell you, I just, I'm
it's
not
all,
thinking
it's
very
all,
fast.
I don't want you to be upset, Darlene. I'm just going to tell you that it's not life-threatening. It will probably be bothersome through next June, but after that, you'll have your health back, and that's the important thing.
Okay, after next June?
You'll have your health back. You have to go through tests and medication, but it will come back. Your health will come back. So thank you for calling. Let's find out, Darlene. I hope you're well. Now we're going back to the lunar eclipse at 25 degrees Pisces. It's going to happen in the late evening of Tuesday, September 17th, around 10:15 p.m. Eastern Time. Although this is only a partial lunar eclipse, it's happening on a supermoon. This brings the moon closer to the Earth than usual, which can bring along some seismic potential, and the energy will be very strong. Some of you are feeling this energy now, and for me, of course, it has already been very strong. Eclipses are pivotal points. They bring about permanent change. Full moons are a key time when we can release things. We let things go that aren't for our highest good. It's the time to shed things from the past. But the energy is bigger and stronger at a lunar eclipse. It's always a time of endings before you can start the new beginnings. What astral house does this energy fall in for you? It brings in a sense of fate or destiny. The energy very often will bring in permanent change. And that's something that you have to remember. For example, if you go to a job and you don't like the job, but you have to go to bring the money in, during this time you could have another job offer and upgrade yourself. especially with that wonderful energy that's coming in just before the eclipse. Or you could be in a relationship that you're not happy with, and the relationship could end, followed by a wonderful true love coming for you. So it's really very positive, even though you go through an ending. The last time we had any eclipses in Pisces and Virgo was between March of 2016 and February of 2017. Where was this energy for you? What happened at that time with you? The nodes are still in Aries Libra, but they're about to move into Pisces Virgo in January of 2025. With eclipses, you always get two opposite houses that are activated. 410 house is the Aries Libra. So it's the house of the home and the house of your career. It hits me in the fourth house and the tenth house in January, and right now it's in the first house and the seventh house, and that's your personal identity and close relationships. And my goodness, these last 18 months, I really have had to focus on that. Me versus we. The third house is the house of communication, is opposite the ninth house, which is foreign travel and spiritual growth. It's very helpful to know where they fall in your personal birth chart, because that's the subject of the energy that you'll have around you to go through. Because this is on Pisces Virgo axis, the sun in Virgo and the moon in Pisces, and the moon is conjunct Neptune, the focus is on global health. I've spoken about this before. Neptune strengthens this element. Neptune and the moon in Pisces focus on the immune system, the blood, the lymph nodes. Virgo rules the sixth house of health and focuses on purifying, detoxifying, and going with your gut. Neptune in Pisces is linked to toxicity, either in ourselves, pollution in the oceans, our water systems. A lot of issues could come up about water. It's a peak time for hurricanes, bad weather, and flooding. This is a supermoon with a stronger gravitational pull, and it's also an eclipse, which makes the gravitational pull times two. Pisces with Neptune is also linked to the media, to films, to creating illusion and deception, fake news and lies. Because the supermoon is so close to the Earth at this time, it will shine a bright light, a very bright light, on all these issues, as well as on the Earth. It's going to be a big and bright full moon on the 17th. It's also related to Virgo and healing. Using your gut reaction, your microbiome, to heal as well. This energy is related to creativity, meditation, music, dance, and it can bring in a heightened opportunity of spirituality. Try to see everything in a spiritual context as we move into 2025. Now, that's going to be hard to do because there's a lot of drama and excitement and color going on, of course. Instead of seeing yourself as a human being, see yourself as a spiritual being. be very aware of your dreams, very related to Neptune and Pisces. So let me tell you about your dreams. Keep a dream journal and keep it next to your bed. And when you wake up, don't open your eyes. Lie still and recall the dream. Go through the dream as you dreamt it. Before you move, don't open your eyes. Then it's easier to remember when you go to write it down. Otherwise, the dream will be gone and snap. Dreams don't belong to you. They are a form of grace. They are here to heal and warn and guide you. They come out of your subconscious and can attach chemically to other human thoughts and events. A lot of study has been done with dreams. Get yourself a good dream book so you can understand their spiritual message. I want to tell you about a motorcycle. I had a dream about a motorcycle, and I didn't know what it meant. So I looked it up in the dream book, and it means a new love affair is coming. Now, who would have thought that a motorcycle would have anything to do with a love affair? So that's very interesting. So many people have done research, and the dream books are accurate and they're pretty good. Neptune is related to our connection to Source, to oneness, to visualization, and to bliss, to manifestation. It brings you a sense of unique essence, a shedding of personality. Dreams are ethereal. They are a spiritual thing. Using the sixth sense, you can go outside, sit under a tree, put yourself in an energetic bubble, and float over a field of grazing cattle, blooming flowers, and you can telepathically speak to them. You can sit in a bathtub, put yourself in a bubble, and sit on the floating soap, use the soap as a magic carpet, and go fly anywhere. It doesn't matter how old you are, this you can do with your mind and with your dream energy. Again, it's etheric. It's part of our sixth sense. Oh, and something else I use all the time. Positive thoughts to help me stay balanced. I'm older, and I have to be careful of falls. So I visualize and use positive commands, positive thoughts. Here's an example. When I went shopping on Saturday, I bought a pumpkin for my porch. It was large, it was heavy. So before I picked it up, I stood and I visualized me carrying it. Then I visualized setting it in its place where I wanted to put it. This exercise may take a minute or two for the energy to come in, but it always works, and the time invested is much better than falling. I picked it up easily and quickly. It was heavy, but I walked slow, and I was able to put it in its place, and I felt totally, totally balanced. It's such a beautiful exercise. By the way, if you want to know about an upcoming outing, sit and visualize it. You will see or feel any delays, upsets, or dangers as you do so, even what the weather will be. This is how I live my life. I always am connected, and it's a soul-based thing. It's a kind of a feeling, and the more you can drop down into the state of being, into stillness, into silence during your day, all of these energies are for you. They're here. The angels are watching over you. It's a real beautiful experience and an excellent map or guide. The fall The full moon in Pisces brings us a quality of light that is brighter than usual. The quality of light that we are moving into as we shed our density and move into our new light bodies. We are in a classic cardinal grand cross. North node in Aries, opposite the south node in Libra. Both of those signs are cardinal. Mars is at 7 degrees Cancer, and Sirius is at 7 degrees Capricorn. All of this forms a big square in cardinal sign. Now, a cardinal sign is the most difficult sign, and it doesn't take prisoners. So it really gives you your life lessons. Now, Sirius is related to our grains, our food production, our harvest, agriculture. In many areas of the world, for various situations, food is quite stressed. Farming is quite stressed. All this is highlighted and coming up into our collective consciousness strongly. Also, there is anger around this eclipse because Mars is anger, assertiveness, and Mars is now in Cancer, a cardinal sign. But Cancer represents literally feeding people. This comes up in the chart of professional chefs quite often. This energy is related to an emotional nurturing. We have issues around food, agriculture, feeding people coming up at this time, globally, including the U.S. Believe it or not, we're about to have a food shortage, especially meats in the United States. And it's not going to be easy to accept. We have light at the end of the tunnel, I believe, because the energy is in cardinal grand cross. But it's in an extra bright light, bringing us greater understanding of different qualities of light, different colors of light that create optimum plant growth. In Arizona, there is an experimental farm that grows vegetables in a pyramid. They have determined that some vegetables and plants like different colors to grow well. Blue versus green, or orange versus red. Growers are using LED lights in different colors. They've determined the optimum lighting color for plants. Each one is different. I think we're going to discover more information here on the importance of sunlight and the importance of different light colors in general. It's so exciting. My sense is that these new discoveries are coming out of the deep ocean, Neptune in Pisces. Our nutritional food source in the future will come out of the deep ocean. Some have already been discovered. New forms of algae and new species of food. This we have barely discovered. All of this is in very deep water. And we've never been able to go that deep before. This food is highly nutritious, clean, and most of all, unpolluted. One of our most unpolluted fish is the Arctic char. I'll say that again. The Arctic char, C-H-A-R. Because it comes from the deep ocean, so deep in the ocean, in the Arctic. There are a lot of discoveries around this new species, highly nutritious and concentrated food. We may not have to eat a lot of it, but it will provide the body with everything it needs. This is really a whole other subject that I get so excited about, and I will be talking a lot about it as we move into 2025. It's now time for our break, and we're going to hear the cosmic tip just before we hear the messages, and then we'll hear the song. And I got a song tonight by Taylor Swift, so listen up. I'll be back after this. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com. And now it's time for your weekly cosmic tip. This is Elizabeth Joyce with your Stargazing Report. Week of September 9th through September 15th, 2024. On Monday, September 9th, Mercury enters Virgo, calling on you to patiently examine what you have discovered. Mercury rules Virgo, encouraging the mind to get back to work. Beware that others may have ulterior motives. This is not a day to make decisions. However, where the mind goes, the body and spirit don't necessarily follow. Because of Neptune in Pisces, Virgo's opposite sign, it will be difficult to feel energetic or stay focused today. And for the entire week. Self-expression is not easy, as others may misunderstand your intention. On Tuesday, thoughts wander off to some strong desire and remembrance of love. On Wednesday, you are easily distracted and get caught up with some far-off ideals, so much so that nothing gets done. Relationships come under pressure and misunderstandings as well as feelings of abandonment, and they feel like critical attacks. Try not to be critical and judgmental when communicating with your loved ones. However, your late night hours could be filled with sizzling passion. Thursday brings an energy that's great for brainstorming and good communication, although it could be difficult to manifest them. Also on Thursday, September 12th, the Sun squares Jupiter, and Venus will trine it on Sunday, September 15th. Use this time to get things organized that you have neglected. It's time to expand in business and career. Take the time to put in more effort into your career opportunities. You may experience a promotion, a pay raise, or advancement in your career and expanding your business. Your boss will be very proud of you, or you may become the boss. These days are perfect for bringing beauty and harmony into your daily routine. It's Friday the 13th. Don't make any decisions today as your judgment is not clear. This is a very temporary mindset. Don't rush into anything. Wait until tomorrow. Saturday is a great day for art, museums, and strengthening alliances with friends and family. Sunday, September 15th, is one of the best days of the year for dating, especially late afternoon, early evening. The energy is comfortable and warm-hearted. Venus in Libra trines Jupiter in Gemini, sending loving vibes into warm-hearted and expansive Jupiter. The universe is bursting with romance for everyone. This day is especially special because the moon is also involved in a grand earth trine, making it a day of good feelings, optimism, and opportunity. This month, September 2024, the month's quality time, brings the issues of security and freedom into our consciousness. Both are basic human needs, and life challenges us to find a healthy balance. Self-knowledge is the basis for this, because those who know their qualities and talents, as well as their fears and dark sides, are aware of their potential and limitations. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Visions of Reality. The website is new-visions.com. Please be aware that the Stargazing Report is always posted on my website the day after this program in case you want to read what's been said here. Again, that's new-visions.com. If you'd like to make a call to ask a question or book some reading time with me, the 24-hour answering service is 201-934-8986. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next week. And now it's time to get back to tonight's program.
Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea is really a healing tea. It's blended according to Ayurvedic principles and the chanting of Sanskrit mantras. So it assures a deep cellular healing, relief that flows from within. So drink Elizabeth's healing tea before you meditate. Order it online or call 201-934-8986, 201-934-8986. Now more than ever, you need Elizabeth Joyce's sanitizing healing spray. It clears and cleans viruses and germs, and it helps to prevent spreading those viruses and germs. Elizabeth's sanitizing healing spray contains frankincense and sandalwood. You spray it as generously and as often as you need. You can order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986.
This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. Many of you know that I was very ill when I went to winter in Florida this year. I am still in recovery, but I want to be able to continue with my weekly radio shows. In order for me to do that, I need to have listener support. I am asking for donations to download the archives. When you support Let's Find Out, you will receive weekly updated shows. They are well researched and take about 3 days for me to write. Plus, you will become a Visions of Reality beacon of light. Please subscribe, and hand in hand, we will walk this road together. And remember, I know who I am, I know what I am, and I know how I serve. Sending you love and light. Thank you. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. I'm making this extra recording about the need for protection in August because the energies are showing it can be a very dangerous time, especially the last 2 weeks of August. Mercury goes retrograde on Sunday, August 4th at 9 degrees Virgo and turns direct on Wednesday, August 28th at 27 degrees Leo. The astrological signs pertain to energetic danger, which can indicate a need for protection due to insecurity, community danger, or possible attacks. Interestingly, throughout the year, Mercury retrogrades from Earth sign to a fire sign, and this means it will be causing things to be out of control, much like a wildfire. As it shifts from Earth to fire, there is a sense of being smothered, which can indicate fires along with severe weather, as in hurricanes, cyclones, and heat. Too much heat that you can't breathe, not well. Also, poor air quality. Because of astrology, there is a threat of a major earthquake along the west coast of Japan. So let's pray that that doesn't happen. The new moon on August 4th occurs at 9 degrees. The new moon on August 4th occurs at 9 degrees Leo. Of course, the new moon is always in Leo this time of year, but it occurs in the ninth house of the U.S., indicating uncovering secrets, laying down a law, and possible corruption, along with financial concerns in the government. It wasn't a surprise to see President Biden stepping down from re-election when you look at the charts of the USA and Biden. I predicted this would happen more than a year ago. The new and full moons in August are in Leo and Aquarius, and they indicate a big change in the government for the U.S. Transiting Mars will conjunct President Biden's natal Saturn in his seventh house, the House of Partnerships. But the seventh house is also the house of open enemies, which can mean killer. This is a very difficult transit occurring in the seventh house, and it could even be health-related because diseases can be killer diseases. As for former President Trump, there are no threats to him with Uranus, Mars, and Jupiter in his 10th house of reputation and career, and he should get through these difficult times without incident. As transiting Jupiter nears his natal sun, his power will increase, and this happens around election time, early November. For everyone, be careful of the intense heat and air quality around you. If it's high or dangerous, I suggest you decide to stay inside and safe instead of chancing it. Nothing is more important to your health and physical balance. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. Thank you for listening to my Safety and Needs for Protection program. And now it's time to get back to tonight's program.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com, Station 1. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio on the planet. It's Let's Find Out, and honored guests come every Sunday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial toll-free 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com/Let's Find Out. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's on BBS Radio. So now, Let's Find Out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
On the throttle, thought I caught lightning in a bottle. Oh, but it's gone again. And it was written, I got cursed like Eve got bitten. Oh, was it punishment? Pat around when I get home. I guess a lesser woman would have lost hope. A greater woman wouldn't beg. But I looked to the sky and said, please, I've been on my knees. Change the prophecy. Don't want money, just someone who wants my company. Let it once be me. Who do I have to speak to about if they can redo the prophecy? Cards on the table, mind play out like fools in a fable. Oh, it was sinking in, sinking in. Oh, slow is the quicksand, poison blood from the wound of the pricked hand. Oh, still I dream of him. Please, I've been on my knees. Change the prophecy. Don't want money, just someone who wants my company. Let it once be me. Who do I have to speak to about if they can redo the prophecy? And I sound like an infant, feeling like the very last drops of an ink pen. A greater woman stays cool, but I howl like a wolf at the moon. Unstable, gathered with a coven round a sorceress table. A greater woman has faith, but even statues crumble if they're made to wait. I'm so afraid I sealed my fate. just a paper weight in shades of grayish. Spending my last coin so someone will tell me it'll be okay. Prophecy, don't want money, just someone who wants my company. Let it once be me. Who do I have to speak to about if they can redo the prophecy? Who do I have to speak to change the prophecy? On the throttle, thought I caught lightning in a bottle. Oh, but it's gone again. Pat around when I get home. I guess a lesser woman would have lost hope. Greater woman wouldn't say, but I looked to the sky and said,
good evening, and I played Prophecy by Taylor Swift. I thought that was an appropriate song to play for this show. Now I want to talk to you about Mars in Cancer. Normally, Mars is in its sign from 6 to 7 weeks, but this time it's going to be in Cancer for 8 months. It moved into Cancer on September 4th and will tip into Leo on November 4th. It goes up to 6 degrees Leo, then it's going to retrograde on December 6th. Now, December 6th is close to the day when the U.S. election ballots will be certified. That's very interesting. This means that the ballots could be contested or backtracked, a recount, the vote itself. It could get very messy, and some unraveling of the candidates elected are going to be a problem with that kind of astrology. Mars turns direct on February 24th. And moves back into Cancer on April 18th. A natal Mars in Cancer shows early hostility in the home. That means that if you're born with your Mars in Cancer, part of your karma is to have early hostility in the home. As a child, you are highly attuned to any regression. A question that you learn is how to strike before you are struck. This becomes a highly protective response for you and your family and your loved ones. And this includes your homeland, which is why people with Mars in Cancer go into the military. This can work against you in a way, because you strike before you're struck. You tend to overimagine issues and tend to be impulsive. So you need to learn to stop and take a deep breath first. Assess the situation and see if you have to get a grant. Most times you don't. Find another way if you can. Wherever Mars falls in your chart, there will be a lot of activity in that area of your life, wherever Cancer is in your chart. There's a very strong protective instinct coming in. While Mars is in Leo through November 4th to the 6th, of January. It stays in Cancer after the 6th of January up to April 18th. This is very remarkable. If you were born with Mars retrograde in your chart, this can be a very productive time. Mercury is being opposed by Saturn at this time. Mercury, Virgo, Saturn's in Pisces. Mercury in Virgo wants to get the facts, and they want to get them right. They are precise, and they nail it down. What's the truth? What's the exact facts? However, there is an obstacle. Pisces can create a fog. Which is true and what's not true? It'll be hard to have clarity because Mars in Virgo is opposing Neptune in Pisces. And you know that one of our biggest problems is fake news. And we are coming up to an election, so it's really going to be quite a ride. Also, the truth can be squished out, a squishing of the clarity. And this is particularly true because Saturn is in the semi-square to Pluto, which will continue for some time, becoming tighter at the fall Libra equinox. I'll be talking about that in detail either next week or on the 20th. Mercury is aspecting Pluto as well. We have both Saturn and Mercury linked to the planet of power and control, Pluto. Remember, Neptune is also in Pisces at the critical degree, 29 degrees. There will be so many layers of what's true and what's not. We had that powerful conjunction of Saturn with Pluto on January 20th, 2020, which set off the whole pandemic episode. The energy was about top-down power, and this is the first time since then that we have had any hard aspects of Pluto. How far have we gone since those top-down structures were created? What have we learned? What did we see? We're now in a reality check. And are we having any echo effects from what happened in January of 2020? The answer will be very, very interesting. Because we're in a difficult place now with our consciousness, with our collective consciousness. This is now Saturn square Jupiter, which runs until June of 2025. It was exact on September 2nd, new moon in Virgo, and will be exact again on December 24th. And then the third point, there's always three points. The third point is June 15th, 2025. Remember, it's operational all through these days. Jupiter square Saturn is operational from September 2nd, 2024 through June 15th, 2025. This energy is about legality and legitimacy of top-down structures. It's around legal issues because Jupiter is connected to the law, to truth, truth that may be coming out on social media, rules, regulations, and limitations around all that. I know that Joe Biden was forgiving the college student loans, but he found out that he couldn't do it, and they changed that back. That's an example of how this energy works. There will be big issues around freedom of speech, human rights, civil rights, these issues will be massively enlarged, exaggerated, once Pluto moves back into Aquarius on November 19th for 20 years. Historically, there have been suppression of free speech while Pluto has been in Capricorn, particularly when it was in the last critical degree. In 1525, when Pluto was in Capricorn, it was the first time African slaves were introduced to America. And this continued through the late 1700s. And all of this is unthinkable. Then, historically, when Pluto moved into Aquarius in 1777 through 1798, in 1778, 1 year into its cycle, Virginia in the U.S. was the first state to ban slavery. In 1792, Denmark was the first country to ban slavery. It was while Pluto was in Aquarius that the loss of freedom and human rights was banned. This will be a big theme going forward, and it will involve human trafficking and child abduction. Back to Jupiter-Saturn. It's about expanding into the future as well as pulling back into the past. It's about our young people, our youth, issues regarding young versus old. Jupiter is forming a T-square during this lunar eclipse. Here's how it goes. Saturn at 25 degrees Pisces. The Sun is at 25 degrees Virgo. And Jupiter is at 20 degrees Gemini. There will be a desire for people to speak out. Jupiter wants to enlarge, particularly in the social media, and speak out. Maybe overconfidently and extravagantly on social media. So be clear when you're on social media, especially with areas of social media, and be guarded, be measured, step back from judgment. Jupiter opinion, because that leads to polarization, division, and separation. It leads to the 3D reality. I'm right and you're wrong. Try to be objective, guarded, and peaceful from your looking point as the observer as we go through these powerful and eventful few months. This time will be very colorful at best. Here's something positive. We have a grand trine in Earth energies. Uranus at 27 degrees Taurus, the Sun at 25 degrees Virgo, Pluto at 29 degrees Capricorn. This becomes tighter at the fall equinox. It's favorable because it's a grand trine related to Earth, related to things making real, innovation in agriculture, food production, new development in digital currencies. Listen up. These new developments could accelerate this time. The direction of travel will be decentralized. And that's linked to Aquarian energy. So it's going to be interesting to see how our travel changes and grows. With this development of digital currencies, we might end up with microcurrencies, astrologically speaking, All this has to take place while Uranus is in Taurus. Uranus moves fully out of Taurus in 2026, so it's all going to be happening now. Uranus rules money and currencies when it's in Taurus. Be very careful of your currency choices as we move through these times. There'll be a lot of scam. Another thing, Venus is in Libra, a cardinal sign, and is now square to Pluto. It's going to become very tight again at the fall equinox. This can cause a fundamental change with our currencies, our wealth, and our money in some way. It will also affect the housing and construction industry. These are the main themes that I wanted to bring to your attention this time. I will be covering the fall equinox in detail soon. Personally, if you have any planets between 24 and 29, 30 degrees of Pisces and Virgo, you're going to feel these energies more strongly and personally. Look at the path of this eclipse. It runs through Australia and New Guinea. We had a 6.0 earthquake in Papua New Guinea at the new moon in Virgo. So we are already in the eclipse energies. Australia, New Zealand, it's going to pass over. And that area has had some extreme weather, high winds, cyclones, along with incredibly heavy winds and rainstorms. It also passes over eastern Brazil and the western Canadian coast and the western U.S. coast. Mars is sitting over California, up the U.S. coast into Canada. Now we have both of those mixed together, and that's not good. That shows aggression. Western Canada and the western U.S. coast. Be very careful. The energy is also in London, sitting on a bridge that was built in 1854. It's so fascinating. Something could happen with the government of the UK, which is housed in London. Let's just see what manifests in the real world. I'm just giving you the areas astrologically, but they always seem to fit in somehow. As I finish up, I want to say that the energies are ramping up. There is so much going on. It's phenomenal. Everything has accelerated with humanity. And guys, this isn't a rehearsal. We're just full steam ahead. We are doing this ascension process through our physical bodies, and that has never happened before. With the photon belt, the solar flares, incredible new information coming in from faraway galaxies, coming through our physical bodies to shed density, to move towards the light body, and to become a biological new human, a galactic human. Even though this can be very uncomfortable because of tinnitus, aches, pains, insomnia, chronic fatigue, we're all feeling it. Try and welcome this in as evidence of our ascension and our evolution, because all of this is it. I have a quote I want to give you from a channeler. His name is Daniel Scranton. You may want to look him up. He's pretty good. Daniel Scranton. Here's what he wrote about ascension. You are returning home to the whole self. you are returning home to the galactic self, the higher self, the oversoul. It's a journey with many steps. The steps you will take forward in and through the month of September will be gigantic ones. I'm going to say that again. The steps you will take forward in and through the month of September will be gigantic ones. September, October, November, and December, the steps will be huge, colorful, dramatic astrology. What you're watching now is old energy, and you are drifting farther and farther away from it, and you're beginning to lock onto the love. That's what's at your docking station. Universal love. This is Elizabeth Joyce. We're at the end of the show, but we do have some music for you and the meditation. I'll be back next week, and I'll try to have the fall equinox information ready for you at that time. Thank you for listening. Please send me an email. I would like to hear from you. If you have any questions about September, you can send me an email. new-visions.com. Elizabeth@new-visions.com. Thank you for listening. I'll see you next week, and good night.
Inside this new love, die. Your way begins on the other side. Inside this new love, become the sky. Time to take an axe to the prison wall. Walk out like someone suddenly born into color. Escape. Do it now. You're covered with thick clouds. Slide out the side, die, and be quiet, die, and be quiet. Running from silence. The speechless full moon comes out now. My window. take me high and far tonight, sweet moonlight. Oh, sweet moonlight, moonlight on my window. Will you take me to my dreams tonight? Will you carry me on your beams tonight?
And now it's time for the Let's Find Out meditation. Please sit with both feet flat on the floor, spine straight, close your eyes. Take some deep breaths and begin to relax. Feel the light pouring into your crown chakra throughout your body. God is the foundation of health, prosperity, wisdom, and eternal joy. We make our life filled and complete when we have daily contact with God. Take the time. Give your attention to the Almighty Power that is giving you life, strength, and wisdom. Pray that unceasing truth flow into your mind, unceasing strength flow into your body, unceasing joy fill your soul. Take a deep breath. Feel the Shakti energy filling you up with light. Feel your inner self tingling and receiving this light, and thrilling at the freedom and joy it brings. Feel this light flowing through your entire being. Become one with the spiritual energies of your blessed higher self. Join your body with your universal body. Feel it. Join with it. Meld into it and become the light being that you are. Take a deep breath. Know your strength. Know your path. And walk it as a son or daughter of God.
Tender kiss,
the memories you gave me.
Add one stolen night of bliss,
the memories you gave me.
One girl, one boy, some grief, some joy, memories are made of this.
The memories you gave me.
Don't forget a small moonbeam. Fold in lightly with a dream.
The memories you gave me.
Your lips and mine, two sips of wine. Memories are made of this.
The memories you gave me.
Then add the wedding bells, one house where lovers dwell. Three little kids for the flavor. Stir carefully through the days. See how the flavor stays. These are the dreams you will savor. With his blessings from above.
You can't beat the memories you gave to me.
Serve it generously with love.
You can't beat the memories you gave me.
One man, one wife, one love through life. Memories are made of this.
You can't beat the memories you gave me.
Memories are made of this.
Thank you.